When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Sorry, we have to disappear right now because this punk is back, so unfortunately.
I hate them.
So guys, welcome back. We are back Thursday night, 7:30. Like we said, we're here, chilling, relaxing, having a good time. No guests today.
No guests.
No, I'm just joking. He's got somebody in today, man.
Say nothing.
Just don't say nothing over there. Don't freak out the people.
No, go ahead.
Even
go
though
ahead.
You are a three-legged freak. But guys, today we have a special guest with us.
Yes.
We have Mr. Fernie Diaz. From
Diaz.
The Ghost of You?
The Ghost of Us.
Ghost of Us. I always mess
so
up.
So close.
You almost had it. That was almost a perfect introduction. Almost, man.
Every fucking kid trying to spell it out. I was trying to spell out, man. Let me see. Ghost of Us,
him,
man.
Him, her, he.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
Welcome
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh, man. I've seen some of your videos online. I know you guys because I do have a Shepherd show. It's Ooh Radio.
Okay.
I have debuted some of your songs on that radio show.
Cool.
And we've had very, very, very good responses on
awesome.
That. So,
that's awesome.
I mean, that's number one thing I want to throw out there. But enough about us. You know, we're tired of talking about this guy.
That's all I've been hearing. Yeah, you guys talking.
Quez, you got to know who Quez is. Me. Well, I am what I am, but whatever. But we want to talk about more about you, Fernie. Tell us a little about yourself, where you're from, and how we started up this band. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my name is Fernie. Obviously, I'm 36 years old. I'm going to be married here in 3 months.
Oh!
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Shout out to my fiance, Stephanie.
Congrats.
I'm sorry?
Congrats.
Thank you. I was like, you suck.
Don't do it.
I was born here in McAllen. Mm-hmm. I was raised in Moorhead, Minnesota.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so okay.
My parents were migrant workers, so we moved back and forth, but I spent a big chunk of my life in Minnesota. So
cool.
I started this band, I want to say during COVID. 2020.
All right.
Started recording some stuff on myself. I started learning how to do like little recordings on Studio One. So okay. I bought myself like a whole studio doll with like the speakers and laptop and everything. Started messing around with that. Figured I'd write a song. I liked the way the song came out. It was supposed to be like an internet thing.
Okay,
like,
right.
Just
something for the web.
Yeah, but gotcha. I was like, no, I kind of want to play this shit live, you know? So
right.
I started looking for members, and mm-hmm. I had a lineup before, actually, Marco from Sentiments or Fiends.
Oh,
he's,
big shout out to Marco.
Shout out to him and his band Sentiments. Man, they're doing great.
There you go.
But yeah, I had him in my lineup for a while, and but he had some other stuff going on, so he had to leave. But now I got another lineup.
There you go.
And it's going pretty good right now. We just came back from tour, maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
No, like a week ago.
Okay. I think you posted that on YouTube, right?
The
long tour. That was a pretty cool little video.
Yeah,
man.
Awesome. We went up to the Midwest, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky.
Wow.
Indiana.
Wow,
so,
dude.
It was a great experience because we've never been out like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And for such a short period of time of being a band, like that was a big achievement for all of us. So.
I mean, being cooped up in that I think it was a van altogether. Right?
Oh, you seven went dudes in a van, man.
Jeez.
I mean, we messed up because we were like, take the seats in the back out and we'll put our stuff there. We're not taking a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, we were like, you know how when women pack?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's exactly what we did. We packed like women.
Okay. Yeah. Organized everything where everything had to fit.
Yeah.
I got you.
That was kind of frustrating, but I mean, through and through, we got through with it, and it went well.
That's awesome, man. That's good to know, man. I mean, especially being on a road, band from the RGV, going on the road, playing different places that you did.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what was the response, man? I mean, as far as
really good responses. Really, actually, I was scared. I was scared that like nobody was gonna like any of our stuff.
Right.
Like it was good. It was cool to see that we would play, and people would come up to us like, "Yo, you guys are fucking awesome!"
Right.
And seeing people like going into the merch table, buying our stuff, you know, like that was cool to see.
I'm hardcore music there, bro.
Yeah,
man. I mean, seeing you guys, as far as the videos that you have on there, you got quite a little bit of fan base.
Yeah.
Out of all the cities that you were out, I know you have to come to the roots first, as far as like making a name for yourself here at home first. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes it's better out there.
Right.
It's weird.
Like, so,
it's,
I mean, and your travels out there, what was your biggest response? I mean,
like, Indiana, I think, was probably like the best. Yeah. Like, they were awesome. And we were like, we have our van that we got sponsored by a construction company out of Austin.
There you go.
They bought us a van. They put the decals on our van. So that helped, even just on the road. People would take pictures and send us like messages on Instagram, like, "Hey, just saw you guys' van. Just checked out your music. You made a fan out of me."
No,
we got a lot of those responses, so that was cool too.
Nice.
But Indiana was probably the best, man. Like they were just rocking out.
They got a little rock and roll community going.
Yeah, man, they really liked it.
That's awesome.
And was this just by yourself? Or was this a venue that you guys were part of, or?
Yeah, we played a few venues, right? We played like three or four venues out there.
Okay.
But it was crazy because like the tour was kind of like Indiana, and then we had to go to like Kentucky and then to Michigan. So it was like,
geez. Oh, damn.
And then on the road, man.
Yeah, so like we would play the show, and we would play the show and literally like get all of our stuff into the van.
Jesus.
And drive 7-8 hours and just try to sleep something. You know,
some shut-eye.
Because then they would tell us, "Oh, you have to be at the venue by a certain time." Like, and sometimes it'd be like 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and the show wouldn't start till like 7 or
That's
whatever.
Literally driving just, all night and all day.
So it was, but I mean, the experience was just great, man. And,
that's awesome. Yeah, those experiences are usually
And I mean, you know, there's always little things here and there, you know, that come up with frustrations here and there. It's gonna happen.
It's a family thing.
But other than that, like, it was just great, and just to see people like react and like, you know, really like enjoy the music. We were even at a Love's truck stop, and this car full of dudes just passed by blasting that song you just played.
Really?
Nice.
It was like, so it was cool. I mean, it was cool just to people come up to us, take pictures like at the Love's truck stops. Like, it was cool, man. It was just I'm sure that
response made it worth
man,
it.
Man, it made me feel like a rock star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's awesome, man. Being out there on the road. Now, there has to be one place They go, minus the RGB. But one place where you went out, you're like, ooh, this one was.
We know they're all in the RGB.
This one was tough.
Yeah. We really liked the place we played at in Michigan, New Baltimore, Michigan. And it was a great place, great bands, but it was just like there wasn't enough crowd.
Okay.
I got you. It was kind of tough because we want to play for people, and really all there was like the bands.
Right.
And their families.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I guess that kind of works still. Like, you still get a, you know, maybe the wife of some other band member likes the band, which
right.
some of them do, you know, but, or like the friends or whatever.
We'll take it. It's better than nothing.
Yeah. But exactly. I mean, it was tough, but I think it's also because of the day, you know, like sometimes, you know, like a Sunday, like nobody really shows up. And it was kind of a small town too, right?
Yeah.
It looked like a really small town. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know Quez did a couple of shows out of the state of Texas, and I know it's a different feel. Right, Quez? When you step out, I mean, what is the ideal when you go out there? What do you expect?
Like, all honesty, bro. Like, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's better when you go out there.
Yeah.
No offense to the Valley. I love the Valley, but I mean, let's be serious. Like, you're only going to get out there if you get out there.
Yeah. No. And now that we have that under our belts, we've made a lot of friends, contacts. So even booking agencies that, like, you know, that way we can have something for next summer.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, right.
As long as we keep going out, and also just even here, like San Antonio, Austin, Corpus, like that's good. You know, you're going to see people that you've never seen before play for a crowd that you've never played before.
Right.
And, you're always going to get that 1-2 fans.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, if you get that 1-2 fans, I mean, like I said, it's like.
It just keeps growing. And then it's word of mouth too. You know, hey, you know what? Check out, I just saw this band last weekend. Check these guys out. You
right.
know?
Exactly.
And they might like it.
Sometimes word of mouth is just way better.
Yeah.
Than,
sometimes word of mouth is way better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to writing music and the lyrics, I mean, personally, my personal job myself is I'm more the music guy. I've never really was a great person with lyrics, but lyric wise, is that a group effort or is this coming out of you? And if it is it something from past experiences?
When we first started, I would write the lyrics, and it was mostly past experiences, and it was always about like a girl. You know,
isn't it always
about a girl?
But like, a girl.
But yeah, like I would write about, you know, past relationships and stuff like that, and sometimes I would have to put myself in that dark moment just to be able to write these lyrics. So I wanted them to be meaningful as well, you know. Mm-hmm. But no, right now Frank is the one that handles all the lyrics, and he's great.
That's the screamer.
Yeah,
the screamer.
And sometimes
he's screaming about a woman, isn't he?
But he has other, you know, he's got other things that like that his, you know,
right,
his problems or whatever he writes about that, and I just try to like sometimes me and him write the lyrics together.
Okay.
Like sometimes that works really well, and then sometimes it's like, okay, you know what? You just keep doing this.
I'm gonna stay out of this one, man.
This one's a little too out of my it's a little more personal to you.
Well, that just seems to come with collaborations when they were two, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two people are working together, especially in music.
You have to fit it, right?
So. Yeah.
Drinking a lot of herbal tea.
His tea minus beer. And as far as the instrumentals, I do all the writing for the instrumentals.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So cool. I'll sit in my living room, my apartment, and I have Marco's bass.
Right.
That he'll let me borrow, and I have my guitar, and I have a little, I have a program that does the drums. So I'll just in my
little
my,
drum machine. No, yeah, on my, that takes me back
on my mouse. On my mouse, I'm just putting what I want there for drums, and then I'll send it to the guys if they like it. I'll do playthroughs, and then they'll learn it. But once they learn it, it's not like it's gonna stay the way I have it. It's, if you guys find something that's a, you know, that a fit better, or you guys think, go for it by all means. You know, it's a group effort, right?
I hear you.
So you're open to like them.
Yeah, my drummer though, he feels like every time I write the drums, he's like, man, every time you write the drums, like I just want to keep it that way because then I don't know what. Like, I don't know what else I'm going to play. But then once we played, he's like, oh, you know what? I do this. I'm like, hey, man, I don't care. It fits the song. I'm totally
right. As long as you keep the beat going, you can put it on.
Yeah, man. Just make it like, you know, make it bust out.
And so y'all are, I mean, of course, the regular practice every once a week, twice a week, you know, what you have to do. If for some reason a member doesn't show up, do you just continue?
Sometimes like it doesn't matter if a guitar player is missing, a bass player is missing, or even one of the vocalists. We still try to like,
right,
just to, you know, keep it in, you know, keep it everything in check. Right, you know, like we're still
in like, unison, trying
still
to
still unison. Going. The chemistry's still there. That way, you don't lose it. But I mean, if there's like, you know, obviously two or three more guys that can't show up, we just reschedule.
I hear you.
But the idea is to get as many people as you can, right? To continue the process.
Yeah. Guys, I got a scrolling thing right on the bottom, a little ticker on the bottom right there. If you want to call in and ask Mr. Diaz a question, feel free to dial in and we'll try to get you on our airwaves, man. You'll be part of the podcast today.
Or don't. that's also an option.
Go right ahead.
Or don't.
Yeah.
You know. Phone plans are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Everything's so fucking expensive.
It's the law.
Fuck you too.
But no, dude.
Or call after 9 when the minutes are free.
There you go. Oh my god, you're
brilliant. You're brilliant. No wonder you're a child.
I'm on the weekends when my minutes are free, baby.
Yeah, dude. Oh yeah, man. I remember that.
Oh Jesus. So what was your how can I say what got you into music? What kind of motivated you to go towards that?
Well, as a kid, my dad really likes a lot of rock music. He liked
good man.
Yeah.
Good
well,
man.
His biggest, like, he would always listen to the Beatles.
Okay. All right.
And there's a lot of people that don't like the Beatles, but I absolutely love them.
Right.
And probably because of my dad, right?
But
I really got into that. And then my sister got with her boyfriend, Caleb, now her husband.
Mm-hmm.
They got kids, happily married.
There you go.
And he played guitar, and he liked Stone Temple Pilots, Alice in Chains, stuff like that.
Right into the grunge era.
Yeah. I got into guitar because of him. Mm-hmm. But then my cousin Tin Man, also really into metal.
Mm-hmm.
So just having those three around was kind of like, yeah, I kind of want to do this.
It was the chemistry of it.
Then my cousin was in a band. So like seeing him and hearing him on record, like seeing where he would play, I'd be like, yo, I want to do that too. So I started playing guitar maybe like fourth grade.
Oh, sure. You started really grade. Young.
Yeah. And then, and then I started writing my own songs like at 12, 13.
Nice.
Really?
I had my first band like when I was 13, 14.
A lot of angst when you were 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For no. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I feel you.
But just having those three dudes around, like it really like, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously you get to like your own stuff and want to get your, like, you know, you want to do your own style. And
Right.
So yeah.
The comic menu says, what's up? There you go.
How's everyone? Says the common man.
Okay. How's everyone? What's going on?
None your business.
None your business. Gee, man. Come on, bro.
No.
Show some love.
No. It's not what this show's about.
So, just having those three dudes around for real, like it helped me out a lot. It expanded my mind with music and stuff. So
right.
Your family was cool with this?
My family, yeah, they've always been very supportive.
I mean,
obviously you get the, my mom would always be like, hombre, esa música es este ruido, puro ruido.
Marco Gonzalez says, what's up, dude?
Marco Gonzalez.
Hey, what's going on, Marco?
April says, hi, guys.
Bro, you missed the big
shout out to Marco.
Marco
and Sentiments, man. You guys are doing awesome. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. And who's the other one?
April.
There we go. It says,
hi guys.
Hello. Hey. How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
You look good, girl.
No, man. So I wanted to go into the name.
of the band. How did that come about? I mean, how did the phrase the ghost?
Man, I feel like Marco should be here for real.
Marco, can you come up behind?
Actually, the one that came up with the name was Marco.
All right.
Because when we were first starting it, we were at my house trying to write some stuff.
Right.
And we were thinking a bunch of names. And we were like, you know what? We're hungry. Let's go. Because I lived in Las Milpas back with my parents.
Yes, okay. Las Milpas.
We have the first La Redura there.
So
Marco was like, you know what? Let's go get some tacos and we'll think about it there.
Marco said we were eating tacos
right there.
Yeah, I was like, let's go eat tacos and we'll think about it there. All right. So we're on our separate vehicles. And we park, and then Marco just gets out of his truck, and he's like, "Hey, what about the ghost of us?" And I'm like, "Ooh, like I like that. It has a nice ring to it." And then me being a very big paranormal, like I love that stuff. I was like, "I'm down for that. Like that's so cool. Like I was like, that's it. Don't think about any more names.
Right.
The ghost of us is the name. There so, but that was Marco. Marco came up with that name." Man, right. Thank you, bro. Nice. It stuck.
I wish he was here. So I wish you were here, bro.
I wish you were here. So because it feels like I have to bring up your name like every other question.
Shit. So I mean, so that came about, and as far as I know, you said Marco was in the band for a while.
He was for a couple months.
Marco has been in so many already.
I think that's one of the reasons why I think he left, because there were so many things going on.
Yes,
like he had Fiends, and then he had Eris. He had pretty much every band in the valley you can think of.
Yes,
he's in. But I mean, and that's crazy how he can make time for like all of them. You know,
no kidding, bro.
And then he has a busy job too, and you know his family and stuff. But man, that dude makes it work. He's
got a lot of creativity.
Yeah,
in him,
I specifically love it when we send each other music for our bands.
Yeah,
uh-huh. we have each other on WhatsApp. And you'll send me a track, and I'll send him a track, and we'll give each other feedback.
Oh,
about like
the comment menu says, "How old are you right now?"
Okay, here you go. I'm sorry.
Who?
There you go. Comment says, "How old are you right now?"
I am 36 years old.
Delia Gonzalez says, "So many bands." Laugh out loud.
that's like Marco's wife.
She is a diamond in the rough for loving that man. Shout out to the
bands. She's like so many bands. Hey, but I'm proud of the guy, man. He's a hard worker and
What
is it like 3 a day now?
I don't know.
Something like that.
That guy works. That guy literally is what's his name? The gentleman from Hollywood, from Las Vegas, that does so many shows. Newton, his name?
Wayne Newton.
Yeah, man. He's Wayne Newton of the Valley. That's who he is, man.
The comic menu says, "Bro, I'm 36 and you look 22. What do you do? I need to join a band."
Well,
what is your secret?
Don't tell.
I get that a lot, actually. Babyface.
There you go.
For sure.
There you go.
And my mom says we're Aztec, so you know how they say they don't grow a lot of facial hair and stuff like that.
I
think that's probably it. Have no idea. I don't do anything. You know, I do the same things you do.
Puro pinche tacos.
Yeah, tacos and beer. Tacos and beer. I swear. Marco, if he's still watching, he knows. I like my beer and I love my tacos. So I have no idea what's going on here, man.
Puro tortillas de maíz y harina. Damn, dude.
And it's never too late to join a band if you want to join a band, man.
So, there you go.
Of course.
Another question.
So you're saying you can't hunt down Predator? Laugh out loud.
Oh my God.
So you're saying you can hunt down Predator?
Wow.
I
don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that. That's why I'm just.
Tie back.
I'm going to have you some fun. He's in the trees. Over there.
Anytime.
My God, sorry, those are
Predator references. Sorry, we went there.
Calm down, Justin, buddy. Oh my god. So, well, guys, as far as the band, this is a traditional thing for every band. After every gig, what is the after meal afterwards? I mean, do y'all go somewhere to go eat, or y'all just split home?
Everybody just kind of splits because everybody's from different areas of the valley. Mm-hmm. Like, our drummer's from, actually, he lives here on Texas Boulevard in Westaco.
Right.
Our bassist is from Edinburgh, but like way that way in Edinburgh.
So pretty much spread out.
Everybody's kind of like Hardingen.
Oof. Marco says, I love music. I'll see you tomorrow, dude, at the Walrus.
Oh,
yeah. I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, baby.
The comic made you love the attitude and great vibes.
All right. Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So basically all spread
everybody's
out.
Scattered. Yeah. So, but for me, it's always tacos, bro. I'm not even going to lie.
There's got to be a taqueria somewhere.
No, I always go to whichever one obviously the ones that I like, right? Taquerias.
Shout outs, man. Shout outs. Come on.
El Matador.
Oh, there you go.
Great place.
Good place.
La Herradura, obviously always a great place. There's way too many. This is way too many.
So
did you just have a fluffy moment?
Dude, I was just like, Jesus. It's because there's just so many. Like, there's just so many damn good places. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, after here, I'm probably gonna go get some tacos.
Oh, comic menu. When is Broco 956 gonna do a cameo?
Oh, hey!
If you can pay for him to show up.
Hey, I already think somebody else already did that. So
I'm pretty cool. Put him in the very beginning of your video just to go,
Bro. He did that for the guys at Popular Loner. Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to Freddie Hahn and Lincoln Troy.
Yeah, and never thought about that. You know, maybe sometime soon.
Maybe.
Yeah. So we got some new music coming out here soon. We got some new we've been busy with writing a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
So after this show, what we're thinking is we're gonna take a little break
to recollect
and go. You know,
plus you're getting married.
Learn all of our new stuff. Yeah, plus we have a new guitar player, Randy Rod. He used to be in Kaiser.
Big shout
out to him. And he learned the songs in about a week and a half.
Oh, wow.
Not all of them, but he took the time to learn them. We're going to play them on Friday. So,
yeah.
So
this is a beautiful thing about getting, I mean, when you're in a band and you get someone new in the band, you get kind of nervous a little bit.
Yeah.
I hope he's not as good, but somewhat follow along the line of music.
We
you know?
Practiced yesterday and he did great, man. He did great. Like, we appreciate his, you know, like the time that he took to learn, you know.
He's vibing with everybody.
He's vibing with everybody, which is also like that's the key there. Like,
absolutely.
You need to vibe with everybody, right? You can be a great musician, but if you can't vibe, then.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, but if everybody's vibing with him very good, and he's a fast learner. Great guitar player.
Has he put his little style in there also?
He's playing what we have for him. But we told him, look, after this show, when we get back together and regroup, you know, if you find anything that you think that's better or that whatever, you know, by all means,
dale gas,
go for it, brother, go for it, man. Yeah,
put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah,
como dice el tío.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, We're just trying to get along. Everybody's just trying to get along, make some great music, hopefully do this tour stuff again.
There you
know?
Go, absolutely. Man. Yeah, so, man, that's the great thing going out. I know there's quite a few bands that have gone out of the state of Texas or north of Texas that have represented the RGV, but I was the amount of states that you've gone to. That's really representing.
You know,
it was
very
man.
Cool. Do you guys know Jesse De Hoyos? From Sons of Texas.
Yes.
Right now he's playing with El Nino.
Yes.
While we were on the road, he actually gave me a call and was telling me that he was proud of, because we've known each other for a long time.
Right.
He was just calling me to congratulate me, you know, to congratulate us for the tour.
Right.
And he was so cool about, like, you know, if you need anything, I have people out there, just let me know.
That's awesome,
you know,
man.
And I was like, dude, that's awesome. So shout out to him for reaching out to us and, you know, helping us out.
You see, that's a good thing. These people, bandmates that have made it out there, that have the connection,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
they don't. That's the beautiful thing about the rock scene now that I've seen is slowly growing more. That they're not afraid to share share the connections.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's for everybody. Like it's for everybody. You know,
there's room for everyone.
Right. You know, yeah.
So I mean, and that's the beautiful part, the unity that the rock community has. Finally, through the years, it's finally a community where it's, hey man, I know a guy in LA, man, that's looking for fresh talent. This is the number. Give him a call. Send him your demo, and maybe you can.
I really thought that was very cool of him too. Yeah. You know, with him also, especially with him just about to go on the road with El Nino.
That's awesome.
And
man,
for him to reach out like that, it was awesome.
Well,
it was
toodles just, to him, bro. Toodles to him. That's awesome, bro. I appreciate him doing that. Shout out to him, man. We are 31 minutes into the podcast. Let's bring out our favorites here, guys. Our sponsors, big shout out to Triple J Plumbing.
Awesome sponsor.
Licensed plumbers, too.
Licensed
plumbers. Very important. Very important to have in your corner, man. They do all residential, all types of plumbing. Give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or call Jerry at 956-478-5316. These guys are great guys, man. They're down to earth. They're willing to help you out as much as they can. Just remember, your crap is their bread and butter. Yeah, man, great guys. Another big shout out to Lalito. Press Start Gaming, bro.
Press Start Gaming.
Buy, sell, trade, cash for money for your video games, game consoles, and toys, man. Not the kind of toys that Chew likes to play with, but, you know, they got some good collectibles.
Stop judging me.
Good collectibles. They're located at 5250. I'm sorry.
You're looking for that old copy of Frogger? This is the place to go to.
Gloucester Boulevard, unit B, in Edinburgh, Texas. Give them a call at 956-215-6254. Lalo's our guy, man. He has some great stuff coming up. Yes. I know he has more guests coming down to his shop.
Stephanie Nadolny.
Voice of Kid Goku. And he has a lot more coming in a couple of months. So keep your eye out. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram. Everywhere he's at, look for him. Great, great stuff coming your way. And also a great big shout out to the Buzz Bull Creamery, man.
Oh, much love to the Buzz Bull Creamery.
If you like infused liquor.
If you've never had infused liquor. And an ice cream.
What?
You heard me right.
That's right.
They are located right down the street there, Fernie.
You want to make a stop?
529 South Texas Boulevard, West Central, Texas. They close at 9 o'clock today.
Oh.
Yes. You might want to head out there before you got your thing going on.
Right.
Or give them a call.
If you have to leave the show early, we will understand.
No.
If you want to call ahead to make sure they're still open, call 956-998-2541. Ask for Vidi. She will hook it up and let her know Chewing Who sent you out there, man.
They also have non-infused.
Non-infused.
That's interesting.
Really, really good. Trust me.
Yeah.
But please, guys, if you're going to buy the shake and it is buzzed, don't drink and drive. Please. Yeah.
Wait till you get home. You'll be all right. Just wait till you get home.
I know it's going to be melting, but trust me, it'll be all worth it.
Take a designated driver.
Big shout out to Anoda's Construction. Great craftsmanship. These guys are awesome guys. You're looking for new residential, commercial renovations. Give these guys a call. Great group of guys. Awesome work. They're located, their home location. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just give them a call at 956-363-7195.
They're still working up in Austin.
No, they came down already from Houston. They're already back in town, and they are loaded with a lot of projects, and they are constantly working. So if you don't get a hold of them, leave a message. They will get back to you.
Absolutely.
Give them a call. They'll gladly help you out. Let them know you heard it on the Chewing Who podcast. And last but not least, the Rabbit Hole, located in Palmview.
Yes.
Phone number 956-599-0103. These guys, sadly, will be closing their doors in December.
They're trying to get rid of a lot of inventory.
Yes, a lot of tattoo machines. This is in Palmview.
Oh.
Palmview, Texas. It's in Lahoma Road. Is it Lahoma Road going north? Lahoma Road going north. About at least, give or take, 4 or 5 miles in. North side of Oklahoma.
Just look for the sign that says Rabbit Hole, man.
Yeah, you cannot miss it. Great area. You got your smoke. You got your liquor and your beer. Mm-hmm. And also, Chew's favorite, your adult novelties. Yes. Gladly help you out. Look at Chew.
Unfortunately, they're not open 24-7.
unlike you. But guys, if you give these guys a call, 956-599-0103, out of your mouth. Rabbit Gold.
Or your butthole.
Give them a call, and they gladly help you out, man. That is our sponsors with the Chewing Podcast. We really appreciate you guys, man.
And please tell them that the Chew and You show sent you.
Let them know. Yes. And eventually they'll kick you out the door.
Yes. But they will politely escort you out.
At gunpoint.
Yeah. Well, of course.
We don't need to sponsor those guys anymore.
Leave us alone. Leave us alone.
No, man. Great. Thank you. Like I said, once again, thank you to all the sponsors, man. We really do
appreciate you. Great sponsors.
Keeping the light on for us, man.
Absolutely.
Keeping the light on for us. Cheers. Yeah, cheers. Thank you. Drink that mofo down there, buddy. There's a lot more where that came from. But
we have a problem.
We have a problem. Yeah. So, I mean, as far as that's because we talked a little bit about the band, a little about yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about growing up in the RGB. I mean, you're what you say, 30, what was it again?
36.
Liar.
So,
says it on my ID. So, I mean,
the ID's lying.
Yeah, it probably is. I don't know.
Everything's fixed.
I got a fake ID like that too, dude.
Yeah. I'm the president in Guatemala. I'm like, what you got? 36.
What are your childhood memories growing up here in the RGB, man? I mean, stuff that you would do that, you know, we always got into trouble, a mixture of trouble and stuff. But, I mean, going back in the day, something that, you know, you reminisce quite a bit, like, damn, what the hell was I thinking?
Childhood memories, man, it's because there's a lot, too. But I think, you know, I made friends with a lot of the neighborhood kids there. So we had, a big crowd of kids.
Right.
So we were all friends, and we skateboarded together, we played soccer together,
right,
hide and seek, stuff like that. Just having everybody like so close to each other.
Yeah.
And being so close till this day, like,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, till this day, awesome. We still have, like, you know, people move on, right? They have their lives going on for them, but we still keep in touch.
That's awesome.
So
man.
That's, but childhood memories, just, you know, just being around my friends there,
right?
In el barrio,
yeah.
And the streets, yeah.
And it's weird because I always wanted to ask questions like this. I mean, he is younger generation, knowing how old I am. I don't know how old you are. You're like ancient.
Yeah, I mean, just coming home from school and just, you know, being like, hey, so you call each other, hey, you guys want to play soccer or you guys want to go skating? Cool. Everybody would meet up under a street light.
The one working light.
You would see everybody there, and I look out of my door and be like, oh shit, everybody's there. Bye, mom.
Bye, mom.
Bye, dad.
Right.
And we'd all meet up under that street light, and we'd just talk. And then we would just talk and just, you know, well, what do you guys want to do? Let's fucking, I don't know, let's play hide and seek, or let's go play soccer. Just go find a random field. We would just find like a random lot. Like, okay, and we would just put rocks.
Don't mind the dead bodies over there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, or go skateboarding. You know, we go to the far or the San Juan skate park.
Right.
What else? Ding Dong Ditch. Do a lot of that.
Oh, you assholes.
Yeah, we do a lot of that. We would actually like all get ourselves in this little Ford. I think it was a Ford Focus or something.
Oh God!
Oh fuck!
And we would literally like surf on each other, and we would just go to a different
That is bad.
Yeah, neighborhood. And we just get off, park the car, and just ding dong ditch. And it was just fun. Like it was just stupid.
It was you, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
just, you. It was just dumb. Like, we were just dumb. It was just dumb kid stuff. But I mean, I remember that, and I always often find myself like, man, I wish what it would be to be a kid again, like just to have those moments again.
And it's funny that you say that because, I mean, growing up myself, Quiz and I growing up, neighbors down the street, it was no like, oh, let's go play football. Let's go play soccer. It was like, hey, man, you want to play war? I go,
we want to see if we can kill someone.
We would build forts literally across the street for that. Right, Quiz?
It's fucking bullshit.
We would build forts.
Everyone except Quick.
We would build forts, and my brother and I would be on one side of the street, and the neighbors would be across. We would get those, caliche, dirt rocks, right?
Yeah.
And throw them at each other, dude. I mean, hardcore. you know, knocked down. And, you know, and that's why I asked the young, different generation, different time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you go, yes, what did you do? Oh, yeah, skateboard. We played football, basketball. We threw rocks at each other.
And also, we always, like, video recorded everything we did.
You see, that's the coolest part.
Yeah, we would have we would literally have a camera every day. We would
have been recording
everything we did. Like, do you guys remember when Jackass was like a big thing?
Dude, yeah. We were Jackass.
I mean, we were trying to do stupid stuff like that. Obviously, nothing too crazy, but we would like jump off the our roofs into garbage cans. Yeah. Or something.
No, like, we had a friend of ours. Shout out to Ruben, a good friend of ours. He's across from us. I played the dirty drink. My brother had nothing involved in this, and I'll take the heat for this one. We used to build ramps in the front of our house,
yeah,
and we would like jump into our yard, you know. And these ramps were high, about at least, what about these 2 feet, 3 feet high?
You're fucking high.
They were freaking high. So we would go on our bikes and we would jump and everything, and you know, we would jump. So I was the asshole. I'll admit, you know, I'm putting myself on big screen and say
big fucking asshole.
I'm a big fucking asshole. I'm going to say this right, dude. Big,
big, if you are watching, big fucking Ren, asshole. Big fucking asshole. Fucking asshole of assholes. Fucking king of assholes. Asshole Olympics.
He's holding
fucking torch. No, run, asshole, run.
Man, I don't know this guy, but I'm thinking he's an asshole.
I had the nerve to get one of my dad's 916s.
I'll take asshole for $500.
I loosened the front tire.
Oh, shit.
So he took off down the block. He came in full blast, bro. He's coming hauling ass, and he takes the ramp.
Fucking asshole.
Tire goes, whoop, flies off.
Oh, no.
Boom! Ate it all over the front yard, bro.
Fucked up, dude.
I was on the floor laughing my ass off. Everybody's looking at me like, dude, that is fucked up.
That's some fucking Omen Damien shit right
there. I'm sorry.
Dude. You guys actually had a ramp, or you made a ramp?
We made a ramp.
Okay, because I remember one time with my neighborhood friends, right? We had a.
We're getting the dirt.
It was just dirt, and we just go on it. And for the first few times, everything was going well. But I decided to go from the end of the street to where this thing was at, right?
Gosh.
And I tried to go as fast as I can. And I jumped it fucking high. But when I landed on my balls, dude.
Like
on the... And I swear to God, it felt like I was bleeding or like they were split because like it hurt so much.
No wonder you have young skin.
Maybe I lost it, dude. Maybe that's why I have the little high voice.
They're hiding in the garage right now. They just never came the fuck back out.
Front like this on the bars.
Yeah, the bar in the middle. Yeah.
Oh, and it felt like I was bleeding. Ball. Like I literally felt like my balls were split.
Oh.
And I was bleeding because it was so warm.
Yeah. Oh shit!
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's so fucking that burning down there.
What the fuck? And it was just like, oh. And then they're like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know." I remember running to my house like.
Fernie, Fernie, something you should not have said this online before you get married.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry, babe, I'm sterile. I will never forget that day because I remember like. I held in the tears because everybody was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
but I knew I wanted to, but I was like, I'm not because I don't want people to make fun of me and shit.
Right.
So
right.
I just held it and I just like started running. Running to my house. Like, I was wobbling, dude. I was wobbling to my house like this. Like, and I finally went and checked. Everything was fine, but it just fucking hurt.
Of course.
Everything just hurt.
It's your balls. Of course it's
kind of hurt. Yeah, no, but it's just the feeling, though. The feeling, because, Yeah. I went like this, and it was like so warm.
Fucking shit, bro.
You know, like I was like, oh my god, what did I do to my shit? I went home and checked, and it was fine. That was everything was fine, but, I will never forget that day, and also the day that I broke my ankle skateboarding.
Gregorio Ortiz, saludos.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, guy?
What do you think, Gregorio?
You just missed the great story, Ortiz. What do you think about that story?
What does the world think about that?
Yeah, and like, also I have one when I was skateboarding.
So you broke your ankle?
I broke my ankle.
Oh, shit.
And we were at the Valley.
It's funny how you can laugh at that.
I broke my ankle.
And I was trying to do a kickflip off like this 4 stairs, and there wasn't even that many, but I was trying to do it for like the first time. And I was getting so close to landing it that I was like, I remember my friend telling me, don't be scared, just land it. Like, just bring your feet back, because I would just do it and just like spread my legs open, like, oh, I don't want to catch it. That time I was like, okay, I'm confident. And I did it. But I landed on the front of the board like this, and my ankle just like. So it was just kind of like dangling there. Oh. It was horrible. I remember like. Getting so angry at my friends because like you guys made me do this, like you fucking assholes.
One question. Was there a girl watching?
No.
Okay, we're good.
No, okay. There wasn't. No,
it was all men.
All men. No, because there wasn't a girl watching. I ended up crying for this. I was like, man, fuck you guys. and we all came in a vehicle together. And I remember I was so mad and crying. I grabbed my skateboard. And I was just putting my knee on the skateboard. I'm like, I'm going home.
Do it. You know you want to do it.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. I just remember putting my knee on my skateboard. I'm like, I'm taking off. And they're like, dude, let's just go. We're in there. You have the car right now. Leave it
up. This shit never gave me money.
What are you believe? I remember being so angry, and I'm just trying to. I'm trying to go home on my skateboard, like just like this, and my friends are like, "Just get the fuck in the car." Your
cops are driving by. Look at this.
Look at this. With my ankle just like, I'm trying to like just push myself to my house, which is like 6 miles away. My friends are like, dude, get in the car. We're gonna take you home because you know that's you need to go to the doctor for that shit. So I was like, all right, dude. Hey, what's going on, Rick? How you doing, brother?
It's cool. So,
Oh my god, dude. That's some crazy shit, bro.
Yeah, I got back in the vehicle. My parents, they dropped me off at my house. My parents took me to the, you know, doctor. I got my cast. I had a cast on for, I think it was like 6 to 8 months.
You were the coolest kid in the block for a while.
No, I wasn't. But it just sucked going to school like that. And then shit, I would get my mom had given me like a manita. Because I would get itchy and school, I'd be like, my backpack. Like,
wow.
Yeah, man. It sucked. It really sucked. But God, yeah, like those.
Those are tragic memories, but they were memories.
And those are something, that's something I'm never going to forget.
I got a lot of great memories of my little brother growing up. Great memories.
Remember that time your old dad?
But did you die?
Did you die?
No,
remember that great memory when you almost died?
But you didn't die, right?
That's a point where they were going to take my mom in for freaking, they thought that I was getting, beat up. Sean Logan says, "What's good?
What's going on, Sean?
Where you been, man?
The Morgan for preseason. Just got it today.
Morgan Freeman of the 956, right there.
Morgan 956. What's up?
Actually, that story. Yeah, they literally almost took my mom to
to jail. They called child services on her.
Fucked up, dude.
That's hilarious.
Just because he slipped and fell on the edge of the couch. It was ridiculous.
And then you blamed it on your mother.
No.
I hope not. They did not have the balls.
Oh, no.
Fuck that.
You know, so whose fault was it, dude?
It was your fucking fault, dude.
Yeah, that was my fault. But we won't go over that story right now.
It's a little dark.
It's fucked up, dude. It's some fucked up dark shit, dude. No,
dude. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Even the time,
you want to do a slip and slide, we couldn't afford a slip and slide.
Oh, hey.
You motherfucker really got hefty fucking bags.
Hey, yes. When you see, girl, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God damn.
Growing up as a kid.
Here we go.
We didn't have a lot of money. It's all good. I give props to mom and dad. They fed us.
Before you continue, did you say something about a slip and slide?
Yes.
Okay, so are you talking about like the tarp?
Hey.
Water and faff?
Watch.
You know, faff. We couldn't afford tarp.
Well, neither did I.
We could not use the four tarp.
I get you on that one.
Either way, it would have still been the same solution. But so,
we went out. My brother and I were like, we're two heads are better than one, I guess. We were out there saying, really? We got to make a slip aside. We saw it on TV. We want one. Mom's not going to buy us one. We got to make one. So we went out and we're like, well, what can we use? We can't use blankets. And I go, you know what? Trash bags. We'll get fucking hefty trash bags. The big ones that dad has in the back for the leaves.
The black ones.
We'll fucking tear it up.
Large one, bro. Yeah.
We
put like bricks on the sides to hold the fucking trash bag.
How many were there? About 12 of them, right?
Huh?
About 12 of them that we got?
Yeah.
I mean, about 12 of them, dude. So we got it up. So I go, all right, man. They put water on it. All right, come on, quiz. Put water on it. We'll put some water on it. All right, let's go. All right, here we go. You go first.
Yeah, motherfucker. You go first, fucking guinea pig. I'm like, all right.
My brother's like, why do I have to go first? Because I'm older. I'm telling you to go first. Okay, I'll go first. Takes off. He's like, he doesn't even slide. He just
fucking move, bro. Like,
I'm like, all right, this is not working. We're not going to think of something else. And then they go, let's use soap.
Dishwashing soap.
Yeah, or the polvo, the polvo soap.
Well, it don't matter. We use soap. We use palm olive soap. Shout out to palm olive. Right. One day, sponsor the podcast. This is an awesome story. So,
no, it's not.
For me, it is.
No, for me too. This fucking bad.
So there I go. I feel sorry for my mom. I feel sorry for mom. We wasted that whole palm oil. He should have just bought it from HB. Shout out to HB. for gradually selling as much palm oil as you do, helping my mom out through the years. But I went out there and I freaking lit up the whole thing, bro. And I got the water turned on. You saw the fuzz on there. Like, all right, we're ready to go. Let's do this. He got excited. Oh, yeah.
Fuck it.
Let's go. Let's do this. All right. Go.
So there was a miscalculation. So we built the fucking slip and slide, right?
Oh, shit.
Fucking dope as fuck, dude. But little did we know at the end of the fucking slip and slide, there were fucking peanuts.
And
and
a fence.
And a fucking fucked up fence, dude. So think of a little fat fuck just running full speed.
It's like a Christmas ham being served on
fucking Thanksgiving, bro. Just throwing on the slip and slide. Fucking picking up speed as the fucking slope. The soap. Like,
you think I look funny in the beginning? If you watch the very beginning of the episode where I'm running in the very beginning of the intro, that was imitating my brother when he was little, right there. So he's bobbing down there, and he just goes.
For like 2 seconds, I was flying, dude. Bro.
Yeah, he was flying, bro.
And then right when I hit the fucking grass, holy fuck, dude. I hit fucking, felt all the speed all over my body, and I hit the fucking fence.
It was just like.
You got up looking like a porcupine. Like,
fuck yeah, dude. No, I couldn't even fucking get him.
It was like, shh. Once he hit the grass. My shoe, shit fans came. That was it.
So this man didn't even fucking slide. He's fucking went inside.
I'm not gonna slide this thing. This is too awesome. The fuck just what I just big shout out to Fernie for being on the podcast. My big shout out to Rick right here. Say, hey Fernie, now that you're touring with your band, what do you think is better, in or out? Burgers or Whataburger? Okay. Oh, here we go.
Don't you dare.
Don't be bringing up.
Well, first of all, I don't like In-N-Out.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
Thank you.
Second of all,
we
didn't have Whataburger where we went. We had Hardee's, and I absolutely love Hardee's.
Hardee's.
So, and if I were to choose between both, just because the taste is different now here since Whataburger got, you know, new owners and stuff.
Franchise sold out.
I choose Hardee's over any In-N-Out or Whataburger.
There you go. All right. Big shout out to Hardee's.
I'm sorry, guys.
Never been there. Hey, bro, let me let you know one thing.
Here we go.
First off, shout out Sean Logan. He said, you go fast too in that soap. Yeah, you go fast that too.
Damn right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, look at that. That's the way I look like when Quest went under the fence right there.
Arby's is good.
Arby's is good.
Hear me out. What I'm about to say right here, bro.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me turn you up. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, it's the beginning because... It's the beginning of the school year, dude. Uh-huh. In Donna, Texas.
Now, here we go.
All right?
Here we go.
If you're ever looking for an awesome burger, bro,
Jesus.
Go to Bertha Burgers.
Yeah.
Bertha?
Gonzalez Burgers in Donna, Texas.
Wait, is that the one that's only open like seasonal?
Yes, sir.
What is it? Thank you. Because I've been looking for that place.
You're damn right. You hear that?
I don't know what it's called. Sons of bitches. Fucking sponsor me, please.
It's called Bertha
Burgers, but everybody calls it Gonzalez Burgers.
Yeah. Okay, Bertha Burgers or Gonzalez Burgers in
Donna, Texas. You won't be
open from like a certain hour, right?
They're open till 3 o'clock.
Yeah, from 11 to 3.
Dude, I want to go there because I've seen the burgers there, and oh my god, they look so.
You won't be sorry.
If you go, can you tell them sponsor the Chew and Show?
No, I got you. You know, it's so funny you said that because I literally was just thinking about that like a couple days ago.
There you go.
I was like, what's that place that everybody keeps talking in? It was like the Winter Texas one.
Rick Phoenix even says Gonzalez Burgers are good. Gonzalez Burgers, what the fuck, Gonzalez Burgers? Come on.
Everyone that goes to
Gonzalez Burgers, please tell them sponsor Quiz on the Chew and New Show. Please, for the love of God, I can't hear this.
Yes,
they taste like peanut butter.
Yes, my wife says they taste like peanut butter. Yeah,
yes,
you
they
say,
can.
Please, come for the love of God, please. What?
If you're into peanut butter, I suggest it's because the thing is, and I understand what Quiz is saying. Back in the mid-90s, we would go eat there after high school, after our cross-country practice or, you know, football, basketball, whatever it was. And the burgers were great, man. They were great.
They have their own slaughterhouse, bro.
Yeah, they have their own slaughterhouse.
Oh, really? So I would see, like, some videos, and the burgers would look thick. Like,
yeah. Like I'm saying, back in the day, they were...
mouth watered.
Are you truly?
That's what it does, you know. And the burgers were great, so I decided one day to take the wife. I'm gonna take her to go get a burger. We're gonna taste this. She's gonna love it. Blah blah. Got her there. We got off. I ordered a burger for myself. We slit because the burger's huge.
Yeah,
slit it in half. I go, here you go, baby. You have your side. I got my side. When I took the bite into it, I'm like, what changed? I go, what the hell? I go, it tastes like. And my wife goes, peanut butter. Yeah, tastes like peanut butter. What the hell happened? But my brother over here, he loves it for some reason. So, hey, give it all power to him.
You got
to
go.
I promise you won't be sorry.
I'm definitely going to check it out. And if it does taste like peanut butter, I'll be like, what the?
Please tell him that Quiz Black from the Chew and New podcast sent you, dude. And he's very disappointed because he's been sponsoring Gonzalez Burgers for two years already, dude. Even in Vegas.
Really?
Even to famous people, too, dude. Just one or two burgers. That's it.
Yep. Yum Yums in Mission.
Yum Yums in Mission.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Where's Yum Yums in Mission?
In Mission, yeah.
In Mission.
It's in Mission.
It's in one road in Mission.
I'm a burger guy and a taco guy. Like, I love my burgers and I love my tacos.
Pull up to a police officer in Mission. Excuse me, do you know where Yum Yums is? You're under arrest, sir.
What?
Like a strip bar.
No, sir. I'm looking for a burger, please. Sure, you're looking for a burger place.
Yum Yums, really?
I'm going to tell a female cop I'm looking for some Yum Yums. He's looking for Yum Yums. Where you're going to get out.
We are 1 hour into the podcast. Great podcast, man. I appreciate you, man.
No, thank you guys for having me.
Awesome, man. I love all the grace you gave us before we start the podcast.
Thank you.
Being with us here, man. I appreciate you being a fan of the show. I appreciate you reached out to us to come on the show also, man. We invite anybody who's anybody that's in a rock band, hip hop, country, Tejano, you know, come on our show and talk. Man. There's a lot of podcasts in the Valley and there's great platforms all over the place.
Yeah.
But you know, and sometimes, you know, you get people that are like this podcast, and we always have our door open. Whoever wants to come in.
Cause we're the best. He won't say it. I'll fucking say it. We're the best.
All right, DJ Khaled.
We were number one in New York for a reason.
Congratulations,
guys. All right.
But
I go to
Gonzalez
Burger, damn it.
thanks, Juice.
Yeah, you're welcome. Right. It's a shame. It's a crime.
Right, dude. Just a fat Mexican just trying to get free money.
Are we all?
What was it say?
The only skinny one is the one that's not on the camera.
That's why he's off screen. By the way, we do have someone else in the podcast. This is your merch guy,
Rick. Yeah. Rick, oh, awesome.
Where can they catch? Where did they get all the merch, man? Speak of the mic will catch you.
It's gonna be at the next show on
Friday. This Friday. Yeah. At the Flying Walrus. Show starts at 10. It's a $10 cover. We're gonna have a band from San Antonio by the name Ammo for My Arsenal. These guys are awesome, so you don't want to miss them. And we're gonna have other great bands too. So awesome. Tomorrow at the Flying Walrus, 10 p.m.
Now that's
you got any socials you want to spit out?
Yeah, we got TikTok. We've got Instagram, Facebook, and
my OnlyFans. I got you.
And they're all the same. The Ghost of Us Official, at The Ghost of Us Official. Mm-hmm. And also we are on all streaming platforms, Spotify, you know, all that stuff, all that good stuff. So yeah, you guys want to follow us?
We'll just Google Ghost of Us.
Yeah, nice. Man. They got great stuff. They got some great stuff on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's not one of them. If you heard that on a Facebook Live, you won't hear it on the actual audio podcast. But yeah, I've seen your stuff, man. Great stuff on your Facebook page. Seen a little bit of your Instagram also. YouTube channel, man. It got some great stuff, especially that you want to see the whole tour that they're on, that little band that they're going all over the country. You might want to check that out.
Yeah.
Those future rock bands that want to go out in the open. This guy did it right here, yeah. And he made a documentary out of it. Think twice before you do
it. It was fun. So, but yeah, check us out. Anybody out there that hasn't heard us before, you know, the Ghost of Us, check us out. See if you like it. If you do,
there you go. And right there, we got Rick already asking for a T-shirt.
I want to go
buy it, Rick.
Buy it, Rick.
We're actually running low of shirts. I actually just sold the last XL. All we have right now is XL tank tops. So
Perfect. Yeah. Rick loves a good tank top.
Just rip it up in the middle, put it between the dude. You're good to go.
Yeah. You know he's just going to tie it up.
Little sports bra for you there, Rick. But anyways. Bernie, I appreciate you.
Yeah,
coming
thank
on
you guys
podcast,
so much
man.
For having
Whenever
us.
You want to come back,
yeah,
man,
we'll hopefully we'll do this again soon. Yeah. When we have, you know, once we release more music, and we're gonna do more music videos as well.
Awesome.
We are planning a little mini tour December. Mm-hmm. It's just still talk. We don't know for sure.
Okay.
But those are the future plans, and hopefully you guys are going to be part of it. And
yeah, man,
we'll see you guys.
Appreciate you. So like I said, once again, thank you for coming out. Appreciate you reaching out. I'm glad you.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys.
Showed up here and talked a little fun with us here. Hope you had fun with the podcast, man.
Oh, so much fun.
And, like always, we always have, they're begging through the door to come back. And sometimes we're like, whoa, it's going to be a little bit of a wait.
No,
we'll gladly have anytime you have anything you're going to be posting, up that's coming up new for you guys. Don't be afraid to send it to us.
Yes,
we'll link it up to our Facebook page. Also, and promote as much as we can.
Sounds
man.
Good. Thank you guys thank so you. Much.
Yeah, thank you so
you
much.
You guys have a great night.
All right, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast today.
Another good one.
Great one, dude.
Absolutely.
I feel like building a slip aside. I don't know this video. What do you think, Quez?
The fuck, dude.
Slip aside sounds really good right now.
I'll buy the palm olive.
We'll throw chew through them, man. That'll be fucking fun to see. at the very end, my leg. But that would be so awesome to watch down there, man.
It's a subscription.
Wow, I didn't say anything.
I did.
You could put a flag on it.
That'd be awesome.
Go for it, dude.
That'd
be as long as it's recorded.
Georgie. But anyways, guys, once again, thank you for watching us, man. We appreciate everything you guys do for us, tuning in, watching us every week. It's a blast. Staying here again in this beautiful studio another year. So, I mean, just greater and bigger things to come.
Hopefully,
man.
Quez, any last words, Quez?
Nah, man. Good episode, and thanks for coming by, man, and spending time with us.
Thank you guys so much.
There you go.
Come on, Gonzalez Burgers. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Hey, when is that opening?
Oh, God. Here we go. I will let you know. We will let you know.
Please, because I really want to go check out that place.
In 3 months.
No.
It should be soon, no?
It's probably this Monday because we start school Monday. So, yeah, dude, I'm there. I work like a minute away.
Big shout out to the moms and pops that stay home, take care of their kids, man. The kids are finally going about vacation time, Friday time alone. Enjoy the next, how many months is it, Chris? So guys, thank you once again for watching the show. I am Ooh, this is Chew, that is Quiz. We will see you next week, 7:30 p.m. here once again. And like always, guys,
Ladies Gators!
Peace out, baby!